So the torchbearers have been announced. That was a Wednesday announcement at the state capitol there, and they had a big ceremony. Nancy Carlson is here, the Delaware County volunteer coordinator for the torch situation. Hi.
I'm only coordinating 24. There's 2,000 torchbearers running through 92 counties.
Did they name all 2,000 at the event?
No, I think said raise your hand if you're a torchbearer.
Okay. I understand a couple of Delaware County's torchbearers were actually there at the event, right?
Yes. Dan Sollers was there and Dale Basham. They kind of represented our county and got their picture taken with the real torch, and
neat.
It was kind of fun.
Now, you want to crack through the rest of Delaware County's representatives?
I tell you, we have a great group. I don't know if I can get through all 24,
okay.
But we have, you've heard of doctor, lawyer, beggar, thief. Well, we've got the doctor and the lawyer.
Okay.
No beggars or thieves were selected.
Okay.
But we have Stefan Anderson, who is the CEO of the First Merchants Bank.
Yes.
And Jeff Bird, Dr. Jeff Bird.
Oh,
and
yes.
Mr. Mississinawa, William Broyles of Eaton.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Nancy
we
Carlson.
Got a phone call?
Hold on a second. We have, it's called the hotline here, the bat phone. Hello, WLBC.
Well, it sounds like Steve Lindell.
What? This sounds like Stan Sollers.
Hi, Stan.
You got it.
Stan Sollers, my radio buddy. Hey, how you doing?
Fine, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. We're on the radio right now. You're everywhere.
Congratulations,
well,
Stan.
Hello, WLBC. Wow.
He's at IPR doing it. Did your newscast go okay just a second ago? Did you do well?
Oh, yeah. Just fine. We're down here around 92.1 here locally. I had
Surely.
To get that plug in.
So. Oh, well, yeah. You got to cross-promote. I got you.
And
but
one radio station is
my radio
enough.
Buddy, too. So there we go.
Good. And tell us of your feelings, fine sir, of being one of the selected torchbearers.
Well, somewhat overwhelmed and quite humble because I thought, how did I deserve this? But because, you know, I would think that, you know, any firefighter or EMT or a counselor or a nurse, you know, would be more worthy of a choice. But I am honored, and I will accept this gladly. And I was down at the State House yesterday with many of the other torchbearers for the bicentennial torch run, if you will, throughout Indiana. And it's a very humbling experience, and very glad and proud to be a part of it.
You need to practice raising a 4.5-pound torch above your head. Have you done that, Stan?
That's Nancy Carlson, I believe.
yes, it is.
Good morning.
No, I tell you, I've got to work up to this. You know, I think I probably have to carry a canned ham or something like that. In the
practice with a sandwich or something, or maybe the 4th of July weekend, you could put a brat over your head as a just working up.
Yeah, well, not being a meat eater, I'll have to carry tofu.
Understood. Very good. Hey, Stan, great to talk to you. Congratulations on the selection, and I'll be there at some point to see you sweating with the torch in your hand. But make sure it's high enough so you don't singe your hair.
Yeah, that sucker's four, like Nancy said, 4 or 5 pounds. I will do that. I will practice full fire safety moves, and I'll be running down through campus. By the way, if we can mention it really quickly
here,
as I see it, the path will, and it's about 2,200-mile run in the state, but thankfully I don't have to do all of that. Well, there are 25 of us, approximately, that will be running here in Delaware County. The path will come up from Henry County on Highway 3, wind through the city, and then go out Jackson Street 32 toward Randolph County. And it'll come right through the Ball State campus, and I'm told that that's where I'll be running.
Is that correct, Nancy? Because you're
everything he said. He should be the coordinator.
Okay, well.
No, you're much better at that.
Hey, Stan, get back to radio work. Good to talk to you, buddy.
You too, Steve, and thank you so much. And hello, WLBC fans, and good luck to you all.
All right, see you, Stan.
Bye-bye.
Okay, there. So look at that. Everybody listens to LBC.
That's right.
And you said Stefan is one of the torchbearers, too.
Yes, John Craddock, the protector of the White River. Allie Craycraft, former state senator. Barbara Ellis, a nurse in oncology. She's helped a lot of people.
Nice.
Jessica Fike, our Special Olympics equestrian.
Yeah.
Judd Fisher, lots of people know Judd.
Sure.
We had two posthumous nominations, Bobby Graves and Ray Riggin, and they will be proxied with people. In fact, Ray's great-great-grandson, Eli, will be driving the team of horses pulling the Riggin milk wagon.
Oh,
so
wow.
That'll be terrific. Then we have two teenagers, Dylan Hardy Isom, who's a rock star track person. And from Delta High School, we've got Cade Orchard. And okay. So two teenagers, and we have a child, Jack Williamson.
Awesome.
So
now let's talk about when the torch is going to come through Delaware County.
On Tuesday, September 27th, from 9 to noon, right. Stretching through the county, starting at the fairgrounds and ending up at this edge of Parker City.
Okay.
We'll publicize in the Muncie Journal the actual map.
Good.
So that people can go somewhere along the route and see that flame fly by.
This is only going to happen, you know, once, because, you know, you only get one bicentennial.
Well, if you live 100 extra years, you might see the 300, but I don't know. Most of us won't be here.
Okay, give me the date again for it to arrive in Delaware County.
Tuesday, September 27th. We're going to light our torch in the morning at 9 o'clock, and it'll be gone by noon.
All right. Awesome. And then it goes through Delaware County for a few hours and ends up near Parker City.
Yes, on the driveway of Thompson Insurance. Well, there'll be a little party saying goodbye, torch.
And then it goes off and the rest of the state
there
run
goes.
There. Nancy, keep us informed with anything that changes or updates to the schedule, and we're glad to talk about
it. I'll be glad to come back.